Dean Richards now with entertainment news. Good morning, Dean. I can't believe until now the people who vote on the Academy Award nominees didn't have to see the movies. It's crazy that
I mean, that's why, you know, in many ways the whole awards concept is crazy, because the people who do vote are often just voting for their friends. You know, somebody that they, you know, they like the name, they feel is worthy, even though they haven't even seen the performance. Really, it's not that much different than what a lot of people do in political elections, where they have no idea who they're voting for. They just, you know, like a name, or they like the, you know, the sound of a name. But that's the way it was. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, up until this point, did not require the voters who pick who gets Oscars to actually see the films. Yesterday they changed that, and they put in a rule that it is mandatory that if you're going to vote for a film, you have to have seen the film. Now, I don't even know how you enforce this, because people are just going to say they saw the film. But, you know, these days, with the way that they send out movies for the voters to see the films, it's all done digitally now. So they can see who checked in to actually watch the film or not watch the film. But while technically it is mandatory, they really still have no way of monitoring this. So,
yeah. We'll see what happens.
Still hate awards.
It's a good concept. Watch the movies before you.
Yeah, what a concept. What a concept. Right.
By the way, you had a few votes in support of your opinion on Snow White. I'm looking at some text here. Please tell Dean he is not alone. I saw Snow White and found it absolutely charming.
It's a good movie.
My grandgirls and I loved it. Yeah, the people are with you on that.
This movie has, you know, people had already prejudged this movie even before anybody saw it, because of the political statements that were made by the stars, conflict between the stars in this movie. Some of, you know, the organizations of little people were objecting that they didn't use actual little people in here. They used computer-generated little people in the movie. And, you know, they trashed the movie. And other people just piled on until people were just piling on. Yeah. And I took a little bit of grief, you know, from people. I gave it a Dean's List A. I think it's an absolutely charming movie. And some people, you know, said, how can you give such a good review to a movie that so many people are talking bad about?
They probably didn't see it.
Yeah, well, that's what I asked. Have you seen the movie? The answer was always no, they didn't.
There you go.
So, you know, you want to, you know, join in the debate. I'm happy to hear other opinions. But if you haven't seen the movie, take a seat. You got to see the movie to have an opinion on it. You can't have an opinion without seeing it.
Like the Oscar voters, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
What do you think you are, a political party? Come on.
Alice Cooper is back. I didn't realize they were gone, but what's going on with his band?
Alice Cooper, you know, has been, you know, a big pop star ever since the early 1970s when School's Out came out. I think that was his first hit. I'm pretty sure I had it on 8-track back in the day. But he has gotten his original band back together again for a reunion tour and a new album. Dennis Dunaway, Neil Smith, Michael Bruce, all backing up Alice for a new album that will be called The Revenge of Alice Cooper. It's currently scheduled to be released a little bit later on this summer. So we'll look forward to that. I've always been an Alice Cooper fan. I enjoy his makeup also.
You know what I remember about Alice Cooper back in the day? He was, and I think still is, a very good golfer. I think he has a place out in Arizona. But he never wanted that to be public because he thought the image of Alice Cooper golfing did not go with his stage presence.
Kept it secret. For his trashing the stage and breaking guitars and all that. And, you know, really, he's a rather sedate guy. I think he grew up in like the Scottsdale, Arizona. I seem to remember somebody telling me that a long time ago, which is also very anti Alice Cooper image. It's like you know, a lovely, quiet suburb of Phoenix.
Yeah, hanging out at the country club, just playing golf.
Yeah.
Dean, does Donnie Wahlberg still live in this area?
Yeah, I actually did a nice Zoom chat with him last night. From his home that he shares in St. Charles with actress Jenny McCarthy. They have a beautiful home out there. They have a Wahlberg's restaurant out there. And, you know, he's going strong with New Kids on the Block. This coming Thursday has been proclaimed New Kids on the Block Day. It was proclaimed such back in 1989. By then Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, and every April 24th now, the guys in the band and fans all over the world celebrate New Kids on the Block Day. They're celebrating this year by announcing a Las Vegas residency and all kinds of different activities that they've got planned. But it's always nice to catch up with Donnie. He's super talented guy. Super nice guy. I've interviewed him so many times, and we were reminiscing when we were chatting on the Zoom last night about when he and Jenny got married at the Hotel Baker in St. Charles. And he told me about an annual tradition that they have to celebrate their anniversary.
What keeps the magic going in your marriage, in your opinion?
Well, everything really contributes to it, right? It's hard to say there's one thing. We have a lot of different things we do, from renewing our vows, which, you know, I understand there are a lot of people who don't get that. You know, it's, you know, some people will say, well, we did it and we don't need to renew our vows. They meant that much to us the first time, and they meant that much to us too the first time. It is hard on your wedding day to be as present as possible. There's a lot of chaos and and guests and in, you know, and so much going on. We were filming a TV show as well. So for us, I thought it was important to renew our vows year one. And it was such an emotional experience to do it that we did it a second year. And now we've done it all the way up
to 10
years. And it's one of our little traditions that I think every year sets us off on a great note starting the new year.
So I was just, you know, going back through the files and the history and all that, and I can't believe, first of all, I can't believe you guys have been doing this for 36 years. That's stunning. But also, it's the 35th anniversary of Step by Step. That's incredible.
You know, the fans really are the reason we're still here. You know, we work hard as a band on the relationship and keeping this thing going. But without them, there's nobody to perform to, right? I don't think me and the other four guys would sit in an empty music hall singing songs for 35 years if there weren't the most amazing fans there waiting for us, screaming along and singing every word. So they've made this journey what it is.
So, Donnie, are we? You're in St. Charles right now, correct?
I am.
And is this the Donnie Jenny boudoir that we're looking at here?
This room.
You've taken us into the inner sanctum of love.
This bedroom, for whatever reason, this is one of our guest bedrooms. There's only one guest bedroom. My son Elijah won't let us let he went to high school here. He moved from California to go to high school here because he loved it so much, he went to St. Charles East High School with Jenny's son, my stepson Evan. But this is our guest room. But funny enough, the one guest who always wants to stay here is Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. So Joey loves this room so much that we kind of just decided to make it his room. So it's called the Joey McIntyre room. And, but we do like to do our Zooms in here. So now instead of just showing up and doing our Zooms in here, Jenny and I have to call Joey to get permission to do Zooms in his bedroom in our house.
About that, remember the fun of that when you know, Zooms became popular,
right?
And you could see inside people's houses, and you know, you get a whole new look. We got a little peek into Donnie and Jenny's house in St. Charles, or at least that bedroom, that one particular bedroom they call the Joey McIntyre room now.
Finally, I think married guys don't want to hear this George Clooney story, but tell us anyway, Dean.
Yeah, George Clooney, you know, you think he's, you know, got the world on a string. You know, a tremendously successful actor, you know, arguably, you know, he's been chosen People Magazine's sexiest guy in the world. I don't know, once or twice, something like that. Now, in an interview, he is saying that he and his wife, Amal, have never had an argument. Said that they, you know, they have a wonderful life together. We have a great life. We have wonderful kids. Their kids are now 7 years old, twins, Alexander and Ella. And we never fight. He said, we're trying to find something to fight about. So,
I don't know. It's my experience that couples like that don't last. But he's proving that wrong.
They've been married, what, 7, 10 years, something? Yeah. It seems like they've been married for quite a long time. But, you know, good for them.
Another reason to envy George Clooney.
Yeah. Or wonder why he's lying.
Yeah, that's
there's something to argue about. Why did you lie in that interview?
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.